Good to be with you all, even if it is incredibly cold out. Today is the Feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. It's a feast day that has become more and more important to me over the years, as I love the institution of the family. When I finished my theology studies, I started to specialize in moral theology. And for my thesis, I wrote on the importance of a family for a society, how a good society depends on a family, and how they're the foundation of that. And today, we use the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, as a model for us. And what's important to note about this feast day is the name Holy is not just a title for these three people, but it's more so a calling for all of our families. The name Holy isn't just a title, but it's a calling for every one of us. Fulton Sheen had this saying that Jesus spent 3 hours on the cross for our salvation. He spent 3 years in public ministry, but he spent 30 years in his family learning obedience from his parents. In both the first and second reading that we have, they give us a lot of examples on how to have a good family. It says over and over, children, be obedient to your parents, honor them. It says husbands and wives, love each other. They give great advice in both the first and second readings. But out of all those readings, none of them really tell you how to be holy. Or what does it mean that a family is holy? I think in order to understand this, we need to not so much look at what they said, but look at their example. Today I'll kind of focus on St. Joseph. I like St. Joseph a lot. But you have to kind of imagine he had it pretty difficult in the Holy Family. Because whenever something went wrong, it was probably his fault. We had Mary, who was immaculately conceived, and Jesus, who is God. And Joseph is just kind of this ordinary man who's thrown into this incredible family. But Joseph gives us an incredible example. The story in Scripture that comes right after the gospel that we just heard is when the Holy Family flees into Egypt. So Joseph is usually appeared in a dream by an angel, and that's how God speaks to him. And right after this gospel, we hear of the angel Gabriel coming to Joseph in a dream and tells him to pick up his family and move to Egypt. The trek from Nazareth to Egypt is over 100 miles. But it's not something as easy as being able to move from here to Bismarck. These were old dirt roads, and the roads weren't safe. They had robbers and thieves lined the roads. And he had a newborn son that he was supposed to look after. People would have thought that he's crazy to pick up his entire life and move to Egypt. But he knew that it was more dangerous for him to stay in Nazareth than the dangerous trek to make it to Egypt. Why would Joseph do this? Joseph did this because he put God first. In the Holy Family, Joseph put God first. And that's what made his family holy. Presumably, they would have spent a couple years in Egypt, 3-4 years or so, before an angel appeared to him and said, "It's safe for you to go back." So he went back to Nazareth. Joseph put God first. And that is something in which all of us can do in our own lives. Whether you're married, you have kids, you don't have kids, your kids are raised and out of the house, all of us can put God first in order to make our lives holy, in order to make our families holy. Parents, if you want your kids to take the faith seriously, if you want this to be something important in their lives, they need to see that this is a priority in your own lives. They need to see that this is something important for you. I remember as a little kid seeing my dad kneel down in prayer. I saw that prayer was important in his life. and it became a priority in my life. Parents, come to Mass every Sunday with your kids. Dress up for Mass. Go to confession. Let your kids see you go to confession. Pray at home, before meals, before bed. Pray as a family together. If you do these simple things by putting God first, you yourselves will make your family holy. A lot of times when we look at the Holy Family, we think that they're so much further ahead of us. Mary was immaculately conceived. Jesus was God. There's no way that we can even compare with them, compete with them. But I'm telling you, their holiness is attainable for us. And it wouldn't be a model for us unless we were able to do it and accomplish it. So today I hope that we use the Holy Family as a model, that we ourselves put God first in our own lives, so that all of us can not only look at the Holy Family as a title for them, but a calling for all of us.